No matter who wins, accept the results. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. That's from President Biden in his speech calling election lies a threat to democracy. He blames former President Trump for leading us here by continuing to claim that he won the 2020 election.
It's a lie that fueled the dangerous rise in political violence and voter intimidation over the past 2 years.
The president campaigns for Democrats in New Mexico and California today. Former President Trump has a rally in Iowa this evening. Now, he settled a lawsuit filed by a group of protesters who say they were roughed up by his security guards in 2015 during the presidential campaign. And he's also suing New York's attorney general.
James has filed a $250 million lawsuit against the Trump family, accusing them of inflating his net worth and cheating lenders with false financial statements. The former president filed a civil lawsuit against Letitia James in Florida, both as an individual and in her role as New York AG. The 41-page court filing accuses her of mounting a, quote, crusade against him, and he wants the judge to shield his revocable trust. A statement from James' office says, quote, no number of lawsuits will deter us from pursuing this fraud.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Votes are still being counted, but former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to return to power for a third time.
Israeli police said they faced violent protest when raiding the West Bank home of a man who was shot dead after ramming a checkpoint guard with his car. They say they shot and killed a Palestinian who hurled a firebomb. Meanwhile, in East Jerusalem, another Palestinian shot after stabbing a police officer. The deaths are the latest in a wave of violence that's killed more than 130 Palestinians this year. A political shift is underway in Israel, with an incoming right-wing government promising to take tougher action against attackers. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Powerball lottery jackpot is up to $1.5 billion, with no one hitting all the numbers last night. 2, 11, 22, 35, 60, and a Powerball 23. The next drawing Saturday night, and the jackpot could be a world record by then. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Homeland Security Department confirms that the man who's confessed to the attack at the House Speaker's home in San Francisco, David DePape, is a Canadian citizen in the country illegally, now facing deportation once his criminal cases are resolved.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California, considered to be a top ally of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is demanding answers from Capitol Police regarding the attack on Paul Pelosi, the Speaker's husband. Representative Lofgren is the chairwoman of the House Administration Committee and sent a four-page letter to the Capitol Police Chief raising concern about possible security failures and the force's ability to protect members of Congress. The letter tells the agency to show its plan for protecting lawmakers and their families, including how Capitol Police are talking with other law enforcement agencies. Capitol Police saying it will fast-track the work officers are already doing to protect members of Congress outside the nation's capital. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
North Korean missile sets off an alert in Japan. It was determined later it did not actually fly over the country. That's six more missiles fired today after 23 yesterday from North Korea. It's like dodgeball or bowling on a street in London.
Chaos in the UK as giant silver Christmas baubles like the ones you hang on your tree break free from a holiday display and take over a street in central London. The oversized ornaments crashing into everything in their path as cars do their best to get out of the way. Officials blame winds up to 70 miles per hour for dislodging the huge spheres as a storm slammed the area earlier this week. Video shows the first bauble rolling across the street and smacking into a post, sending it airborne. A second ornament somersaults down the street behind it, one social media user calling it the nightmare before Christmas. CJ Papa, Fox News.
There is severe weather in the forecast across the central and southern plains tonight into tomorrow. Potential wind and hail damage and conditions that are favorable for tornadoes. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.